By the way, let me just pause to say, anybody's welcome at Lancaster Baptist Church. We don't care where they're from, what they've done, how they're dressed. You just bring them in.
Right here in verse 24 it says, "Wherefore God also gave them up." Just underline that real quick. "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause," underline again, "God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature." We're talking about homos. That's what it's talking about. "And likewise also, the men leaving the natural use of the women," homos, "burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meat, AIDS. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind." You can underline that. God gave them over. So they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge. They didn't want to, they wanted to, you know, profess themselves to be wise. They wanted to make God into some four-footed beast, and they want to worship these animals and all the weird stuff and worship idols. God gave them up. God gave them over. God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Okay? "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness." And just so you know, that little semicolon right there means that it's continuing on the thought of what it was talking about, the subject before it. It says, "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters." And what's that say right there? Haters of God. So are we supposed to love these people? No. They're reprobates. They're haters of God. And it says, "Despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful." Implacable means you can't placate them. They're unable to be placated. No matter how much you try to deal with them and how much you try to be good to them, they're not going to be placated. They're going to just want more. You know, and you know, sadly enough, you know, the homos have infiltrated all these churches, and look, they're knocking at the Baptist door right now. There's the guy down in Lancaster, what's his name? Paul Chappell. He's saying, yeah, let the homos come in, and you're not allowed to say anything to them about it.
There was a preacher years ago in the South in the 1950s, and they had certain standards that they would not compromise for their Sunday school teachers. And they had some requirements. We have similar requirements here. And though the times keep changing, you pray for me that I stand by my convictions and by Bible convictions in those areas. Amen. I told you, you got to help me this morning a little bit. So, and this preacher, he had someone in his church that was testing that. And by the way, let me just pause to say, anybody's welcome at Lancaster Baptist Church. We don't care where they're from, what they've done, how they're dressed. You just bring them in.
But what's the Bible? That's not what the Bible says. We're supposed to not let those people in, okay? So it says, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death." That's what the Bible says. They're worthy of death. "Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." So based upon these very clear scriptures, who's doing it right when it comes to the subject of being haters? You know, the Bible says we're supposed to, there's a time to hate. There's people that we're supposed to hate, and those are the people that hate God and wanted to say wicked things about God. So, you know, Richter says we should never hate, but the Bible says we should hate those that hate God. At this church, we hate when it's appropriate, okay? And we're not just based on hate only, okay? But you got to have a balance, you know? You can't just say, oh, hate's a bad word. It's worse than blaspheming the Holy Ghost. You know what? We love the brethren, the people. We love fellow Christians.